Our next presenter is David Markham. He's currently general manager of longwall operations for GMS Mine Repair and Maintenance out of Waynesburg, PA. He's a certified mine foreman in West Virginia, Kentucky, Alabama, Pennsylvania, and also has additional certificates and qualifications in AutoCAD, Queensland TAFE, Certificate 4 Project Management, JTB Training, Ventilation Engineering, and Strata Management. Today he will be presenting longwall setup and recovery advances gained through independent coal mining specialists. So,
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Give you a little bit of detail about GMS Mine Repair and Maintenance. Company's been in business for about 30 years. About 5 years ago, I was approached by senior management. They had been interviewing and looking for some new avenues and approaches to assisting longwall customers, longwall mines within the U.S. And I had a great background in longwall mining. I've been in Australia for about 8 years. Longwalls ever since I've been a young miner when I first started mining here in the U.S. So I saw an opportunity with GMS, as with my experience in Australia. You know, like Mr. Schuler had said, I'd met Mr. Schuler in Australia several times, that you know, a lot of the mines over there had the same situation and problems that we have here in the U.S. We have you know, the industry is constantly changing due to market conditions, retention of employees, skill sets, and improvement of machinery in regards to automation. Current longwall mining operations have seen improvements to longwall mining units, thus increasing extraction rates as compared to years past. This has created a problem in regards to gate development. Continuous miner unit rates have fallen in recent years due to retention of experienced operators, retirement, geological conditions. In years past, development has kept longwall units and panels ready to mine. So in saying that, that's what GMS has identified, that we saw an opportunity to help our current customers and clients. You know, in past practices, I remember the first longwall move I was on, I used to be a belt shoveler. Within a day's time, I was helping pulling shields, building cribs. So, you know, we used to shut the gate development units down, almost completely shut the entire mine down just to do the longwall moves. So now, due to gate development, negative lead times, you know, it's impossible now to shut down the development units and pull crews from other areas of the mine, because the mine needs to produce coal during the longwall moves now. In today's longwall mines, especially the mines that have multiple longwall units, it's been a detriment to the mine to temporarily suspend any mining development, you know, to assist in the longwall moves with longwall recovery into installations. This is where the opportunity for specialized contractor services has come into play, and that's what we did at GMS. You know, why use a longwall specialty contractor services? You know, one great thing about it is that, you know, with capital expenditure money and with everybody trying to drop the cost of coal down, cost per ton, you know, contractor employees, you know, we can... we do this core job 365 days a year. Currently at GMS, we have completed 57 longwall projects. We average doing complete turnkey install longwalls and recoveries, probably 12 complete longwall mining unit systems a year. So our guys have been with me for like 4.5 years, the core group. So these guys are 365 days a year. They live and breathe longwall moves, longwall recovery and install. So the recovery experience, with an average of 6 to 9 longwall moves per year with most of these guys, which the longwall group is about 56 core group individuals now. We can actually expand to about 118 with the other groups that we have that come and assist us and help us on fill-in routines and when we need the extra labor. You know, with the specialized experience and the unique set of skills, our crews quickly develop a routine that allows them to recognize and minimize exposure to workplace hazards, which is a great asset now as the work environment that we work in. You know, these guys will recognize stuff that someone from a minor unit or someone who shovels belt does not recognize when they come to the longwall extraction panels or even on the installs. Efficiency in longwall relocations and installs are maximized through a continuous repetition. So, you know, I've got mule operators that will probably do 9 moves a year and an average of about 260 shields a year pulling shields. So when you get someone with that caliber and that experience to come to your mine and perform this task for you, you're getting a guy who's he's the best of what he does. We also, in relation to that too, is we've helped a lot of customers that do their first initial longwall installs and recoveries. We've worked with several companies and we'll integrate our people in with their people, and that's how they get their exposure to training and everything. And, you know, like I was talking about in safety, too, is, you know, when you get someone who does this job 365 a year and that's all they do, you know, our incident rates are just unphenomenal. The boys do a really good job at compliance with mine site safety standards plus our own GMS standards, which we drive and instill in each one of our employees. You know, GMS logged over 2.1 million man hours. We achieved a 1.7 hour rate for 2015 to date. GMS currently has over 1,300 employees. This is some other things that GMS is aggressive on is 100% drug testing. No one can even put an application until you pass a drug test. Complete background checks, safety stand downs. We do this every quarter. This is the only company that I know in the world that besides annual retraining, every quarter we pull our people out of the field for 8 hours and we review topics of the day, like what's happening in the industry. We review lost time injuries. We review what's happening within the industry, like accidents and new safety controls. And it's really great. Injury prevention team, we actually have a group of ex-mine managers, coordinators, even supervisors, ex-safety managers from mining companies. We put these teams together. They go out into the field. I've seen this team on every longwall move that I do, so you'll look over your shoulder. They're there to make sure that we're in compliance with what we're doing and instilling the safety ethics to our employees. We have a new hire safe day before the guys even go underground. We do another additional 8 hours of training with them because we want to make sure that they're trained to our standards. Mentoring progressive discipline, that's everybody. We generate that from the upper level down. I mean, even the owner of GMS has come in and built cribs with us on a longwall move. So it's a hands-on company. We take pride in what we do. We do a lot of incentives and giveaways to our employees because we want to promote that safe work ethic, and it's boots on the ground with everyone. This is a longwall production trend. You know, years ago, from 1992 on up, you can see how the longwalls have been reduced in the U.S., but in saying that as well also, if you look at the output tons per longwalls, it's unphenomenal. I remember when being a longwall shear operator 20 years ago, you know, we thought we set the world on fire if it was on a 1,000-foot face and extracted 30 foot in a shift. Now, you know, I've seen the extraction rates of 90 foot a day off of 1,500 foot faces and sometimes 40 and 50 foot of retreat mining off of a single shift on a longwall. Breakdown of what we do. With the recovery crews, you know, we have dedicated recovery crews, then we have dedicated setup crews. We do a lot of longwall out by utility work. There are several companies that we do completely their entire realm and scheme of longwall out by utility. We also do POR and glue injection. We do pumpable cribs, which there's another slide coming on down about the 250-ton cribs that we install underground. Longwall consultancy services. I know I've spent myself 3 months at a time in Alabama helping some customers there bring up their longwall mining standards helping some longwalls through some critical mining conditions. Longwall shield techs, we have a shield tech base group now. We actually rebuild longwall shields underground. We actually go in on Sundays, weekends, and holidays and actually provide customers with extra technical assistance on shield repairs, AFC drive repairs. We've actually hired a couple of ex-OEM reps, and we probably have about 12 shield techs in the field as we speak. Then we do the longwall maintenance services. We've got a couple of ex-longwall maintenance coordinators that work with us. And then of all the crews there, like the recovery crew, setup crews, we actually can pull those guys and go straight into doing the POR injection. So we do a lot of cross-training. A lot of the recovery crews can go into pumpable cribs. So if we go to a customer and we're doing one job and say, yeah, we're helping them with longwall recovery, and we pulled the mesh on, and then we have some geological conditions that present themselves, our crews can jump straight in and start drilling and sitting there for POR injection, and within 24 hours, we can be pumping glue on any longwall face in the continental U.S. So I think that's a real turnkey for us, is that, you know, we're specialized in what we do, but we also cross-train and expand ourselves, our realm of services. Number of coal mines utilizing GMS longwall services. Now, this is mines that we have permanent people in place. They're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We lost a little bit of traction this year due to some layoffs and the way the market conditions are. But, you know, in 2010 when I started with the company, you know, we were really small. Then it seems like as the years have progressed and we built our reputation on delivering cost-efficient, safe services and longwall relocation and install services. You know, the reputation is out into the field. We've also moved into the areas of leasing equipment. We also have our own scoops, or we have Sandvik LHDs, and we also have shield haulers and shield chariots. So we're continually branching into other areas to help support customers. That's a Fletcher Prime Mover. Those machines all are out in Illinois now. Longwall breaks, practices, and consultants. You know, we've helped some customers beat production records after 6 weeks of GMS on-site consulting. We have a pretty good consulting group, which comprises of myself, some ex-longwall coordinators, mine managers, people who've got a really good reputation out in the industry. And at one mine in Alabama, we actually increased our longwall output production over 3 months by 10%. We also implemented some new methods on shield longwall shield recovery. We actually went down and cut 2 days off their last longwall move. And then I got news the other day, I didn't get to go down on the last recovery, but they just did a longwall recovery the other day, and they've cut another 2 days off just because of the assistance and planning that we do with the companies. A lot of companies now will actually invite myself and my assistants and the coordinators and the consultant group will actually help them build their longwall recovery and install plans. So we're getting a lot of faith with the current customers that we have that they'll actually engage us and ask us, you know, how can we help them make themselves better. So, and that's a really good relationship to have. You know, when a company has multiple longwall units in a single mine, they're actually relying on what your input is because, you know, how specialized we are in what we do. This is our pumpable cribs, 250-ton pumpable cribs we're installing underground currently. Like I said earlier, you know, our longwall crews on the install face, those guys can shed off and help the pumpable crib crews do what they need to do. They can do POR. I mean, it's just a cross-sectional diversification of the workforce. That's the failure analysis on our 30-inch crib, which is right in line with other products that's currently on the market. One thing we do at GMS is we strive for perfection. That's how we try to set ourselves apart. Our gluing process, Bob Davis runs that group, and me and Bob have worked together since the first day I worked at GMS. You know, I take Bob's guys into my group when he doesn't have gluing jobs, and when he has gluing jobs and I'm slow, we'll cross-train, I'll send people over, but Bob does a really good job. We scope our own holes, we map out the amount of glue in each hole, We actually give the customer a baseline report like you see there, and information on the area during the process as well. Daily reports submitted to the mine. We won't leave a mine unless we talk with someone and they understand what we're doing and what's going on. And like all of our jobs, we have a closeout signed report. So even like with my longwall jobs, I'll even go in and see the longwall coordinators, mine managers, and we'll actually do a review of how well we did during the process and what things we could be better at on the next move, and it helps us build a better mine longwall recovery and install plan for the next job. That report gets signed off by every mine manager, and it gets sent to our corporate office, and we really take pride in what we do. So, currently, in a few weeks, we're going to do our second longwall recovery in Illinois. We completed the first longwall recovery back in March of this year, and a complete install, turnkey install in Illinois as well. We're branching out into Colorado and out west now that we're actually got the shield service technicians working in a few mines out west. The market's getting slow right now, but we've not seen a drop in the longwall services, because I think that's something that we specified with the talent and the people that we have and what we do, that that's something critical that the mines need at this time and moment. So I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you, David. Does anybody have any questions for him before he takes off? No? Okay.